超越我们的经历
transcends empirical
超越我们的实验
当300年前
300 years ago
法国跟英国正在讨论是用理智呢或者用经验来建立哲学基础的时候已经比圣经更迟几千年了
when the French and the British are starting the foundation of philosophy is really thousands of years later than the Bible
怪不得保罗说这世上的小学
the apostle Paul says that these are small knowledge of the world
我教哲学教了40年
I taught philosophy for 40 years
我告诉你世界的哲学比上帝的话根本一文不值
I tell you that the philosophies of the world nothing
没有什么真正的价值在里面
no true me
问题是今天很多的传道人圣经不懂他神学也不懂哲学也不懂有看一两本哲学书两个眼睛就掉到空中去了
but many preachers are arrogant because they know the philosophy but do not know the Bible
当我看尼采的书的时候
when I look at the book of Nietzsche
我就发现他笨到一个地步
I discover how foolish he was
他把圣经的话读一两句完全错解
he just read a few verses in the Bible and interpret wrongly
上帝不要人吃知识的书
God does not want us to just read knowledgeable books
吃知识的书
to eat of the fruit
知识的书的
文字Of
圣经从来没有讲
the Bible didn't say why
分别善恶的果子
it is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil
这不是上帝反对人有知识
it's not that God does not want us to have knowledge
上帝不要人在不适当的时机先明白什么叫做善恶
but that God has a timing for the knowledge of good and evil
所以如果你知善知恶是神所不喜欢的
if you know things that God does not like
为什么上帝启示全本圣经把这么多关于善恶的道理教训我们呢
and God certainly wants us to have knowledge because the Bible is full of it
上帝不是不要我们有知识
not that he doesn't want us to have knowledge
上帝不要我们在不适当的时机从错误的权威领受知识
God does not want us to have knowledge at the wrong time from the wrong sources
今天你把你的孩子送到学校去的时候
When you send your children to school today
你不会送到摩洛哥去留学
You're not going to send him to Morocco
你很少送到埃及去留学
Or to Egypt
你不会送到 Mozambique 去留学
Or Mozambique
你送到哈佛大学
You send him to Harvard
送到这耶鲁大学
To Yale
送到这个最好的牛津大学
To Oxford
或者这个剑桥大学
Cambridge
为什么呢
Why
你要你的孩子有知识
You want your kid to be knowledgeable.
劝你两件事
But let me share two things with you.
得知识的时机要准确
The timing of the knowledge must be accurate. Second,
得到知识的权威要准确
The authority must be the right one.
不适当的时机得到知识
If you get knowledge at the wrong time,
比没有知识更危险
It's worse than not having knowledge.
错误的权威得到知识
If you get knowledge from the wrong source,
完全没有知识更危险
It's worse than ignorance.
这才是圣经的要义
This is the essence of the Bible.
今天常常解圣经根据我们对圣经一知半解就常常大大发挥
We actually teach the Bible with very limited knowledge
求主可怜我们
May God have mercy on us
世界的哲学最高的地方与上帝的话一比就完全没有价值了
The best of human philosophy cannot be compared to the word God
我有一个习惯常常把世界最重要的人所讲的话跟上帝的话做一个比较
One of my habits is to compare the best quotation of humanity with the word of God
苏格拉底说一个人犯罪因为他不知道
Socrates say a man sin because he's ignorant
圣经也说上帝要赦免他们因为他们所犯的罪他们不知道
The Bible says God forgive them for they know not what they did
我很有兴趣就把这两个话把它比较了
I find it interesting to compare two quotations
那么苏格拉底所讲的跟圣经的一样的吗
Did Socrates say the same thing as the Bible
完全不一样的
No
因为当耶稣讲这句话的时候
For when Jesus said this
他是以无罪的中保的身份
He said it as a sinner in a in
代替犯罪的人祷告
As a sinless person For the sinner,
圣者的身份
the Holy One,
求上帝赦免那些不知道的人
asking God to forgive the ignorant.
耶稣说他们犯罪，因为他们不知道。
Jesus said they do not know what they've done.
耶稣没有说，所以不知道的人犯罪是没有罪的。
He didn't say so. If you sin without knowing, you are sinless.
耶稣说犯罪的人不知道，还需要我真理的源头、智慧的源头。为他们代求，为他们流血。
Jesus Christ is pointing that him as the source of truth need to bleed for them and pray for those who have sinned.
苏格拉底讲人犯罪，因为他不知道的时候
，When Socrates says humanity sin because of ignorance，
他可能摇作伞，一方面称量，一方面讲理论。
Maybe he's preaching as he was fending himself.
耶稣乃是真正为了流血，为人被钉。 那都才有资格讲这句话。
But Jesus was hanging on the cross, bleeding for humanity. That's why he's ready to say this.
刚才 Benjamin Indon 第一句话
，Dr. Benjamin earlier said，
当他向上帝求赦免的时候
，When he called for forgiveness from God，
一面血就流出来了。
He was bleeding at the same time。
我们如果不能分别上帝的道跟世界最有智慧的人所讲的话，不同的地方在哪里
？If you cannot tell the difference between the word of God and the best quotation of humanity，
我们没有资格解经。
You are not worthy to explain the Bible。
有很多人听我讲到爱上哲学。
Many people listen to me and then they love philosophy。
因为他读了哲学，聪明，他就可以上台讲道了。
They thought that they study philosophy, they can then preach。
他们越读越中世界小学的计。
The more they study, the more they fall into the trap of the world。
他越明白哲学，越佩服哲学。
The more they understand philosophy, the more they admire it。
你说唐牧师，你也不是常常讲哲学吗
？Well, but Dr. Tong, you always preach philosophy too。
我为什么要提哲学呢
？Why do I mention philosophy？
哲学的没有价值讲出来，所以我提哲学。
To show you how worthless philosophy is。
如果我要把这朵花丢掉的时候
，If I want to throw away this flower，
我一定要先拿起来
，I must pick it up，
才可以把它丢掉。
Then I can throw it away。
要把哲学贬低。
When I want to lower philosophy, I must study it first.
同样研究哲学的人
，So if you study philosophy,
有不同的动机
，You may have different motives.
研究心理学的人
，You study psychology,
有不同的动机
，You have different motives.
有很多人研究心理学，因为自己心理有问题。
People study psychology because they are psychologically unsound. 差不多
神经病了，所以要明白什么叫做神经病。
I'm about to go insane, so I better study this.
这个心理学的
psychology
根本就是有病的人盼望借助。病人的方法去医治另外一个有病的人
would be the sick trying to heal the sick
没有办法
you cannot solve the problem
人的心理病是从灵里病来的
our problem in our heart come from a spirit
以神之间的关系正确搞清楚
only when you solve your relationship with God
心理病永远没有办法治好
the problem of your heart cannot be solved
世界的哲学是什么呢
what are worldly philosophy
世上的小学
they are small knowledge in the world
马克思算什么
who is Karl Marx
马克思带来世界最大的贫穷
he brought about the greatest poverty in the world.
他理论是最精深、最宏博的。
He has very grand theories.
所以我清楚知道 Adam Smith 比马克思更清楚。
But I know clearly that Adam Smith is more precise than Karl Marx.
更有聪明，更有智慧。
More intelligent, more wise.
马克思的理论不能产生均富，只能产生均穷。
Because Karl Marx cannot bring about equality in wealth, only equality in poverty.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is most frightening.
现在我又回到今天的讲论。
Returning back.
当我们的仇敌在我们里面的时候
，When our enemies are within，
我们里面有内奸与外敌。沟通
We have a spy inside of us working for others.
心里面有一些与撒旦联合、与撒旦合作的情形的时候，教会永远不能复兴起来。
And so, if your heart is linked with Satan, your church can never be revived.
初期的教会永永远远是历史历代教会的榜样。
The early church is an example for all generations.
初期的教会是耶稣基督亲自设立的。
For Jesus Christ Himself,
在最重要的关头，把那有问题的人都把他开除掉了。
And he got rid of problematic people at the most crucial time.
犹大自杀了。
Judah committed suicide.
亚拿尼亚、撒非拉死了。
Ananias and Sapphira died.
教会被洁净了。
The church was cleansed.
还能建立好的基础。
And establish
a good foundation. 这是圣经的原
则。This is biblical principle.
每个新时代来临
，When a new generation comes,
一定要有很可怕的淘汰。
There will be horrifying filtering.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
律法赐下的那一天
，The day the laws were given,
说你不可杀人
，You shall not kill.
那一天，上帝叫以色列人杀自己的弟兄。
God commanded the Israelites to kill their own brothers on the very day.
那天的3000个人死了。
3000 people were slaughtered.
律法才颁布给以色列人。
Then the laws were proclaimed.
叫人不可杀人的上帝。
The God who called people not to kill.
吩咐人要杀自己的弟兄。
Command them to kill their brothers.
你看圣经多么可怕吗
？So the Bible is horrifying.
The paradoxical understanding of the Bible is the key of the wisdom.
所以这个反合性的了解是智慧的钥匙。
如果你没有这把钥匙
，If you don't have this key,
你做传道人也没有用。
As a preacher, it's useless.
你越读神学越乱。
The more you study, the more confused you get.
越多思想你越不信。
The more unbelief you have.
因为你抓不到这个钥匙。
For you have not held on to the key.
Paradoxical understanding.
反合性的认知。
我有一次，大概是40年前，我23岁的时候
，When I was 23,
我对教会的这次讲了10多篇反合性的道理。
I preached more than 10 sermons to the deacons of paradox.
他们说我从来没有听过这个事情。
They say we never heard this before.
我举几个例子
，A few examples.
保罗说
，The apostle Paul says,
我不比任何最大的使徒更小。
I am not lesser than all the apostles.
但是保罗又说我在使徒中间是最小最小的使徒。
By the same time, he said I'm the least among the apostles.
保罗是不是出尔？ 反而呢
？Was he self-contradictory？
是不是一下子骄傲，一下子自卑呢
？Maybe suddenly arrogant, maybe suddenly humble.
Superiority 一掉千丈，变成 inferiority， 对不对呢
？Superiority to inferiority。
保罗说：“我在犹太人中间做犹太人。
”Paul says, "I'm a Jew among the Jews."
我在希利尼人中间做希利尼人。
I'm a Greek among the Greeks.
一个大学生这种。这个精神分裂的人，我为什么要听他的话
？A university student said he's a schizophrenia.
我说你用精神分裂症去看他的书，你也是精神分裂的。
I say your attitude like that.
你才是精神分裂。
You are schizo.
圣经有很多反合性的道理。
The Bible has paradoxical truth.
耶稣说：“你们去传福音。”